Good morning, everybody. Can we all stand together? Okay. How's everybody doing? I feel like I'm at a concert. Because this is where it gets weird. I have to make announcements with like really fast music. I can do it. First of all, this is the Impact junior high and high school schedule for the summer. If you would like one, they're on the back table in the foyer. Second of all, July 14th, two Sundays from today, July 14th, we will be meeting as a family, a church family, at Franklin Park at the pavilion. Who's familiar with the brand new pavilion they put up there? We're going to be there. We're going to meet there at 10 a.m. And we're going to worship. And then afterwards, we're going to have some food. So we're asking everybody to bring a dish to share and a seat to sit in or a blanket, something to sit on. But we're going to gather there as a family rather than here in two Sundays. Everybody cool with that? Yeah, two of you? All right. What am I saying on here? It's all on. Yeah, we have a Grace International Teen Camp coming up next week. And we have a men's breakfast next week. And we have a lot of stuff. You just need to get one of these and look, okay? Because really, I'm trying to listen to music right now. Is that okay? Just the important thing is we're having a men's breakfast and we'd like all you men to come. That's on the 13th of July. That is 2 weeks. I don't know. That's soon. July 13th, okay? 2 weeks from yesterday. And I just want to, together, I want to pray together and have, first of all, before we pray, I have to make a special announcement. Today is Sunday. Yeah. And today is a birthday of one of our own. So, Rosa Jackson, Rosa is 25 today, in dog years. I'm just joking. Okay, just joking, but she is young. God bless you, Rosa. We love you. And could you respond a little quicker to my texts sometimes? But other than that, no, I'm just joking. Happy birthday. Love you. Okay, now we're moving on to business. We have a young man in Florida who is in the hospital, shot in the head. And I know this is an extreme swift change here, I know. But it's important because doctors are saying 50-50 chance he can live. But I don't believe that, okay? I believe that that together as we knock on heaven's doors, we petition our Heavenly Father, I believe that he desires to hear us and desires to answer the prayer. So to right now as I pray, if you would just agree, and you can pray too, pray out loud. And let's just together knock on heaven's door and say, Heavenly Father, we know, God, that you have great plans for this young man named Jared, Lord. We know, Father, that you have predestined a life for him, Father, that is full of your glory, God. One that is representative of the kingdom. And we know, Father, that you desire to see him well. And I'm praying, Father, that that 50-50 is turned into a 100% chance of living. And I'm praying, God, that your glory would drop in that room right now. And I would speak by faith from a long distance in the spirit to his body to be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. To rise up and take your seat in the kingdom of heaven. To rise up and every vessel and every tissue and every bone in your body be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you that we can come before you this morning, God, as a family. We thank you, Lord, that you hear us and that you love us, that you've made a way for us to be alive. You've made a way for us to walk, Father, according to your ways. And I thank you for that this morning, God. May this worship be pleasing to you, Lord. We just deny and rebuke and reject any distraction of the enemy, any lies, anything that is not of you. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we lift you up as our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Out to the Lord.
Praises rising, eyes are turning to you. We turn to you, and hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you. We love. When we see you, we find strength to face the day. 'Cause in your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. And Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves. Worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of hearts returning to you. Turn to you. 'Cause in your kingdom, broken lives are made new. You make us new. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. And in your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Yes, Lord, Hosanna.
Again to the Lord, Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Yes, God, Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. We welcome you here, Lord. We welcome you here, Lord. We welcome you, Lord. Yes, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Worship you, Lord. You are worthy of all praise, God. You are worthy of all worship, God. Let your glory be made known. Let your glory be made known, God. So we worship you, Lord. Come on, let's just lift up our voices and lift up our hands to the Lord. God, we worship you, Lord. Your name is strong and mighty, God. Your name is strong and mighty. Your name is strong and mighty.
Endless praise, Yahweh, Yahweh, we love.
about to shout your name, oh Lord, sweet Lord, 'cause there is no one like our God. We will praise you, praise you. There's no one like our God. We will sing,
we will sing.
There is no one like our God. We will praise you, praise you. There's no one like our God. We will sing. There's no one like our God. We will praise you, praise you. There's no one like our God. We will sing. 'Cause there is no one like our God. We will praise you, praise you. There's no one like our God. We will sing to know the Lord.
We will sing to you, God. Sing from our hearts.
Shout your holy name. Shout your holy name. Of our voices, Lord, make great the name of the Lord. We sing, great is the name of the Lord. Come on, church, let's just lift up our voices. Let's lift up our voices. Let's lift up our praise to the Lord this morning. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord.
So I had one of those mornings that I woke up way earlier than I normally wake up. And
couldn't go back to sleep. Seems like the older I get, the more that happens. Those of you who are over my age laugh, say, oh, you don't even know yet. But I was just, you know, preparing for the day and listening to some worship and just, you know, trying to get my heart ready for the Lord. And it just dropped in my heart this expression, Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. And unfortunately, I don't always remember where every scripture is. Yes, that is possible to be a pastor and not know where the references are. But I looked this up. I said, oh, Malachi. Interesting. Some of you probably said, Pastor, it was Malachi. I knew that. I think it's the second verse of Malachi 4. There's only seven verses. It says, I'll read all seven, and then, and this is going to take us where we're about to go, because the Lord's taking us somewhere today. Aren't you excited when he does that? When it's not just a normal service? For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. That will leave them neither root nor branch. That sounds really hard. Verse 2 says, but to you who fear my name, the Son, S-U-N, which is interesting, of righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. On the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts, remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. This was the last prophecy about 400 years before Jesus came. So we know that this is a messianic prophecy. So this was talking about Jesus when it says, Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. And I looked a couple of different things up and trying to get, you know, where the Lord was going, or if it's just, you know, from just being tired. Well, then we're in prayer this morning and the Lord inspires me, because, I mean, it just came out of me to pray that God would release his glory here today. And that sounds pretty glorious, a Son of Righteousness rising with healing in his wings. And so I guess the best way that Malachi could express what he was seeing was like the sun. And how many of you know you can't even look at the sun? You look at the sun too long, what's it do? It makes it so you're blind. So Son of Righteousness, glory rising with healing in his wings. Gets better. Get ready, God's about to do something. So then we're praying, and I just felt God's presence start to come over me. I started quaking, and I just got down on the floor, and I stayed there during the rest of prayer. I sat up in my seat, and the Lord spoke this in my spirit. It meant very little to me because I didn't know what the term meant, but it says, I'm releasing, or the crest shall be released today. And I go, the crest shall be released today. I don't know a crest. I'm thinking of something with that ocean. I'm not sure. So guys, get ready. Prophecy is given to us so it can speak to our hearts, so that faith can be released, so that we can be encouraged and built up and healed. So listen to this. I had to go, crest. What's the definition of crest? A comb or tuft of feathers, wings. It can be the outline of a bird in his wings. The Lord is releasing, I believe, his healing in his wings here today. That he's going to do some things. Again, some of you may not even know you were touched until down the road, because it may be something internally. It may be something that's instantly healed. And you may not even need someone to lay hands on you. I'm going to ask Ignacio to come up right now. Ignacio? Now, Ignacio's English is a little broken, but he gave us this testimony a few weeks ago, and I had to ask him to repeat it because it was so powerful. Praise the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. You'll be doing that more when he gets done. Bless you, brother. In Spanish? It'd be easier for him. Can someone interpret? Can somebody help? Okay. Here we go. Okay. Well, you did good when you told me, but... Okay. All right. So we need another microphone. Hang on here. Just bear with us. The Lord's taking us someplace. Okay. Do you want this one? Okay. We're going to be okay, Jess? Good? All right. Okay. This is Ignacio. Hi. Now he's going to speak in Spanish, okay? So.
Yeah, my English, I forgot my... Recibí un recibí un heart attack in my... Y se me olvidó el poco inglés que sabía. Pero no de todo a todo, sí.
I received a heart attack and I forgot a little bit of my English due to it.
It's a stroke.
Yeah. Y yo le quiero dar gracias a Dios.
I'd like to thank God.
Primeramente por ustedes.
First of all, for you.
Que es una familia que Dios me dio.
You're a family that God has given me.
Es una familia que me dio Vicky y su esposo.
God has given me Vicky and her husband as a family.
Porque trabajamos juntos por 15 años en People for People.
We've worked together for 15 years for People for People.
Y yo estaba tan triste y lloraba allí solo en el hospital.
I was so sad and I would cry because I was alone in the hospital.
Cuando un día llegaron ellos, ella y su esposo.
When one day her and her husband showed up.
Y ¿cómo quién le dijo que yo tenía necesidad?
And I don't know who told them that I had a need.
They say, ellos dijeron, tenemos un cuarto para ti. Y una familia para ofrecerte.
They said, we have a family for you.
Y yo en ese momento sentí ganas de llorar, pero recio, de mirar la fuerza y que Dios siempre está al pendiente de nosotros.
And I just felt like crying so loud and so hard because I knew that God is always worrying and caring about us.
Porque yo no tengo ninguna familia aquí, nada, ni nada, ningún pariente, ni
because
nada.
I have no relatives here, no family.
Y ellos me llevaron para su casa.
And they took me home.
Yo no podía caminar, y si no me sostenía con el bordón.
And no, I wasn't able to walk, I had to hold on to something.
Me sentía bien, yo dije, ya nunca voy a caminar, Dios mío. Y así la dejé.
And I thought, well, I'm never going to walk again, so I left it at that.
Y ya hace poco, cuando empecé a venir aquí, el primer domingo que vine aquí, ya para el lunes, ya que me levanto y no necesitaba bordón.
So what happened was I was coming to church, and then that following Monday, I got up, and I didn't need the walker.
Y toda la semana... Yo toda la semana yo quería estar seguro de que ya no necesitaba el bordón.
And all week I was just trying to make sure that I didn't need that help.
Y fue confirmado porque como que el Señor me dijo, ya no necesitas eso. Lo que yo hago, lo hago bien.
Amen. God said, he confirmed it because God told him, what I do well.
Praise God. Yes, Lord.
Gloria a Dios. Muchas gracias. Y yo le doy gracias a Dios por inmensas cosas que Él hizo en este milagro. Porque pues yo Estuve muerto, pues, como quien dice, por unos segundos.
I thank God.
Por unos minutos, yo no sé.
I thank God immensely because I pretty much was dead. Who knows how long? Maybe a minute or so.
Y le doy gracias a Dios porque me trajo otra vez a la vida.
And I thank God because He revived me.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. And thank you, Lord.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for Ignacio. Thank you, Lord, for the supernatural healing that you are working in him, Lord. Nobody had to touch him except you. But right now, Lord, we just ask, Lord, to complete this work. You do things great, Lord, as you already proclaimed to him, Lord. We pray, God, that every day from now on, Lord, stronger and stronger, Lord. Full recovery, Lord. Lord, we pray for his mind, Lord, right now, God, that there would be healing to his mind, Lord. God, that there be full restoration now in Jesus' mighty name. Rise with healing in your wings. Rise with healing in your wings over your son right now, Lord. Yes. Cover him with your feathers right now, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Release your glory. Release your glory right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So the Lord wants to heal today. The Lord wants to deliver today. The Lord wants to rise upon us as a son of righteousness. So just receive that in your spirit. This needed to be a precursor for what he does next. I don't know. So just be open. Don't let your mind go into some kind of a channel or some kind of rut and get into just a normal service. Let him move today because he wants to do above and beyond all we can ask or think here today. In Jesus' mighty name.
I want to finish some of what Ignacio was saying is Ignacio and Tim worked together, like he said, for 15 years at People for People, and Ignacio has always been a blessing to the people at People for People. He was always speaking love, always showing Christ's love to the people there, always. And he started with People for People back in the day when the church used to be over on 3rd Street in Lincoln. Pastor Ken took him in and let him work in the church and then helped him get his job at People for People. So he has known about Church on the Move and been a member of the Iglesia Uno Movimiento over there by the hospital. So he has been involved with Church on the Move and now us for been a contact for about 15 years. And the whole time that he has been healing, he stays with us, and him and Tim work in the garden every day, and he prays. He shows the power of prayer every day, and he shows thanksgiving to Christ, to us, every day. Every day. And so he's an example for people, not only of the miracle of God's healing and God's touch, because he's showing that the more you thank God, the more he's going to bless you. He is a walking example of Christ for us. And I was telling him that in the car today, too. So, you know, just get to know him and let him love on you and love on him, because it's an amazing blessing.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Be alive, be
spirit I will fall. No matter where you lead, from the depths, Lord, I'll cry out to be alive. Be yes, Lord.
Just have like a vision in my mind that, like as a little kid, when your parents, when you're playing outside and you hear your mom or dad's voice from the porch saying, you know, come home, Nick, come home. And you're playing with your friends and you just hear it way off in the distance and you know at that point it's time to wrap it up and go home. And I just feel like right now the Holy Spirit, like God is just saying your name and he's just calling you home right now. And he's just saying right now, I will not turn you away, but I will completely embrace you. And just like a kid knows their own parent's voice, you know the voice of God this morning. And you know how he's just tugging at your heart. It's not your voice. It's not the pastor's voice. It's not anyone else's voice, because you know the voice of God. You know the voice of your Father. And Jesus just wants you to be completely obedient to him this morning. And he just wants you not just to walk home. He wants you to literally run home. Obey the voice of God this morning. Lord, I just pray right now, Jesus, we hear your voice. God, we hear your voice this morning, Jesus. God, we hear your voice, Jesus, and we want to come running to you, God. Just as a father loves his child, Father God, we know that you love us so much, Jesus. And God, we run, God. Lord, we run, God. No matter how much baggage we have, Jesus, we run to you. God, we run to the voice, Jesus, that's calling us home, Father. God, we leave it all behind, God. We leave, God, in some instances, friends behind, God. We leave moments behind, God. We leave sin behind. We leave transgressions behind. Father God, we run to you, Jesus. We run to you, Jesus. We run to you, God. We run to you, Lord. Come on, let's just run to him right now. Father, we worship you, Jesus. We release it all to you, Jesus. We release it all to you, God.
Jesus Christ is ready to do something here today. We've already heard our pastor's ready. His love wants to come down. In the Greek, that's called agape. He took the cross for us. Anybody that wants to receive from our pastor, you have to be ready, because the Holy Spirit is here and ready to work upon anybody. We can just call this a day of independence and freedom in the spirit. The sparks might fly today if we allow it. Thank you, Jesus. Just be with us in a special way, Holy Spirit. And take care of us, Lord. Open minds and hearts to receive this morning. The sparks will fly just like July 4th. Thank you, Jesus.
I receive your love. Yes, Lord. I receive. Sing it with me. I receive your love. Sing it by faith. I receive. Your love. Yes, God. I receive your love. I receive. Yes, Lord. I receive your love.
God, we push back every
hindrance, every work of the enemy, every lie of the enemy, every stumbling block. We push them back right now. We set them aside, Lord, and we receive your love. Every fear, every anxiety, every hesitation, every regret, God, we push them aside right now and we receive your love. Father, we want to receive healing in our bodies, receive healing in our souls, mind, will, and emotions. God, we want to receive even healing in fractured and broken spirits. God, we want to receive total restoration here today. Father, you promised, Lord, that you'd be releasing your crest here today. Lord, your feathers are being just opened up over us, God. Even though we don't fully understand it, Lord, we receive the love that's represented in those feathers. There's love that's represented in those wings, God, of righteousness, of healing, Lord. Father, we just ask right now, Lord, for every heart and every life to be able to receive what you have for them here today. I just prophesy right now that no matter what you've come in here with today, that they're being broken off of your life and you're able to receive the love of the Father. You're able to receive the healing that's in Jesus Christ. Release that now in Jesus' mighty name. Just receive that now in Jesus' mighty name. Don't hesitate to embrace. Just say, thank you, Lord. Say, I receive. I receive. No, you don't feel it. Even though you don't think anything's happened, say, I receive. Just by faith, receive. Just as Ignacio just went to church one day and thought he was just worshiping the Lord and just enjoying his presence. Next day he gets up, he realizes he doesn't need his things that used to help him walk. Just know that something supernatural is taking place right now. Eye is not seen, ear is not heard, nor is it even entered into your heart, the things that God has in store for you who love him and he loves you. But he's going to reveal it by his Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Release it, Lord. God, we accept nothing less than your very best here today. We will not accept mediocrity, Lord. We will not accept, Lord, service as usual, God. You've promised too much, Lord. You've released your word too strong here today, God. Your anointing to break the yoke is too heavy right now, Lord. We just release, God, your perfect will now in this house. Father, I pray that hearts would be encouraged to be bold and reach out and grab what you've so freely given in Jesus' name. Thank you, God.
So we have a sister in Christ here who has had shoulder issues for probably most of your life. Yeah. And I want to pray for her, and I want you guys to pray for her. One thing we don't want, though, this gets tricky, is because she's sunburned massively. She did not wear sunblock and regrets it now. But the point is, I welcome the people to pray for her, just maybe grab her hand but at the very most, just because we don't want to agitate her burn. So she's had shoulder things her whole life, and she lives with me now, and I watch her. Some nights she gets hardly any sleep at all, and I'm tired of it. Tired of it. Yes, Lord. We just release your glory. Just release your healing hand, Heavenly Father. Lord, that you would, Father, just take these shoulders and make them brand new, God. That you would take them and you would make them brand new, Heavenly Father. I believe, God, that that is your will, your desire, Lord, to touch her, Father. Lord, that she could get a full night's sleep, Father. Pray for just a miracle in your daughter right now. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We just speak to the pain. You must flee in the name of Jesus. We speak to the shoulder blades, to the shoulders, the bone. We speak to the tissue, the ligaments, for you to line up in the name of Jesus Christ. For you to be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ.
against us. God, I know that you have great plans for us. God, I know your heart for us is that we're your children. We're your sons and your daughters, God. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that could tear us from your love, God. Nothing we can do. Nothing the world can do. Nothing. Thank you, Jesus. God, fresh revelation of your love today, God. Reveal your heart to us, God. Let us see with eyes of faith. Abba, Father. Abba.
Yes, hallelujah.
Daddy. We're running to you, God. We're running to you, Father.
Thank you, Father, for just your love and compassion here this morning. I sense such power in this place this morning. I'm beginning to just gather a lot of goosebumps up on me this morning because the love of God is up in here. He's powerful. People's lives are being changed and set free. I just want to say that God is never late. God is on the main line. Call him up. Tell him what you want. I just pray that this morning that in my job site that if some young lady down there in the Hemocare was having some blood pressure problems and her blood pressure went real low on her and she dropped down like 80 over 50 and she started freaking out. I said, no time to freak out. God's got it in hand. About a half an hour later, she come back to me. Spoke again, said, James, my blood pressure went back up to 127 over 70. I said, come on, God. I said, you are on time. You're never late. God is filling that place down there also, just the same as he's filling every other place. He walking and mixing amongst the sick, the one that need to be healed. Now in that area, that MO care, when I first went in there, everything was pretty much chaotic. Everything was going wrong for everybody, but God sent me to that place to minister to some lost souls, dying souls. I see a big change in that area today, that people are starting to love on each other. That just be how God sent his children out to walk and mix amongst the one that's unsaved. And today, this is an awesome time with God today. Everything today is in alignment with what God wanted to be in alignment with. Hallelujah. Can somebody give him glory? Somebody give him a little bit of praise. Just a little bit of praise. That's all he asked him for. It's just a little bit of praise. Because I know all y'all done been through something in life. But God said, I'm here to meet your need. One more thing I want to say. That God have restored a ministry for a team that is called SWAT Team. We're going to be out and amongst the areas. If any of you today that need prayer in your homes, whatever, I'm going to make up a flyer and put my phone number and my SWAT team number on a card. You peoples can reach out and call us any time in the night, any time in the morning. I'm a guy that never gets up early, but I'll do it for Jesus. I will rise up for him to go meet what he want me to go meet with. And I'm going to let the pastor pray over us later on. Before the service over, he'll pray for that SWAT team. Anyway, God bless you. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, I every now and then get, you know, a sense in my spirit, and I wish I could just drop it in you. Because I just know that you're hearing things and, you know, and things are being potentially released, but for whatever reason, you're just not able to grab it all today. But Lord, we just thank you, God, that you go beyond even what we're able to receive. Father, you go beyond even where we're at sometimes, Lord, and you just overwhelm us, God, with who you are, and we still receive, Lord, because of your love. And I pray that happens today, Lord, for especially for those, God, who are just a little overwhelmed with life. Things seem to have them just kind of spinning around, and it's hard to focus even today, Lord. I thank you, God, that that's not too big for you, that you're able to just pierce through any of that chaos, as James was sharing about, any of that chaos, and just saturate them with your love. So, Lord, I believe that that's what you're going to do today. The people that even didn't think they could receive, Lord, are going to receive, Lord, because your love is so great. Because as you said through your prophetic word, Lord, you just want to love us. You're just waiting to love us. You're looking forward to love us. And that can be manifested in many ways, Lord, but I believe today, especially today, Lord, you want to manifest in healing in our bodies, in our souls, internally and outwardly, God. And Lord, we do receive. We receive your love. Thank you, Jesus.
Pray, God, that this atmosphere of faith continues all through the day, all through the week, God. Lord, that as individuals go to their workplaces, as they go to places with family and picnics and dinners and stuff, Lord, that you just continue to let your glory be revealed, Lord. Continue to release your glory, Lord, in our lives. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your love, for your power, your glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You have nothing.
God, do what you want to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Just don't think the Lord's done here.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I don't feel like it's done either. I don't know who he's speaking to, but the gentleman that spoke earlier today and spoke about freedom during prayer, that's the only thing that I heard, was there is freedom here today. There's freedom, and he's here, and he wants to unbind somebody from something. And there is not a spirit of closure right now. There is someone still out there that he is wanting to free from something that you wanted free from for a very long time. Jesus. It is time. He's here in the house. I don't know who it is, but you're still here. And he's drawing you close. Just listen to your heart. Close your eyes if you need to. That's usually how I can step out of my comfort zone. But just make it forward. He's just waiting for you.
When Josh was sharing about Melissa and how she hurts constantly, and he said something that stood out to me, and that was, I'm tired of it. And I just got this vision of Jesus up in heaven with the Father before he came down. And he was looking at all of us. And he was seeing Melissa in that moment. And he said, I got to do something about this. He said, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of watching my people hurt. I'm tired of watching them struggle. I'm tired of watching them in pain and just living with it like they have to live with it. And he came down here, and that's why we get to walk in his glory today. It's because he was tired of it. So why don't we, as a church and as individuals, stand up against whatever our struggle is, whatever our pain is, whatever our hurt may be. And why don't we just say today, I'm tired of it. So why don't we right now, why don't we just yell that out? Does that sound okay? Maybe calm the mic. But on three, why don't we just yell out and lift that care to God? And he's going to break some chains right here. So one, two, three. I'm tired of it. And again, one, two, three. I'm tired of it. So Father, you do what you got to do. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I've been struggling with this, trying to figure out how I was supposed to share it with y'all. But I thought, you know what? Pastor told us last week to be obedient. And I know that I know if I'm not obedient that the Lord scolds me. So there is not one, there are three that are still hanging on to whatever it is. One, very seriously, like Rose was saying, there's one of you that is so deeply hurt and you don't want to let go. And the other three are just toying with it. But this is the moment. This is the hour. This is the day. And the part that I'm struggling with is because it's probably funny to y'all, but it isn't to me. Our chickens, now, bear with me, the ones that were babysitting, she had four baby chicks. And the other day, I heard her just carrying on outside. And I kept thinking, what is going on? That's not like her to be noisy like that. And when I went out, there were three chicks, not four. And she was so upset because she was missing one of her babies. And she did not quit searching. She looked and looked, and the other three little chicks were chasing after her. She wanted her four babies. And that's what the Lord wants. He is chasing after us and chasing after us and chasing after us and calling us and wooing us and crying because he wants us to be with him. He wants us to know his love, his healing, his forgiveness. And so the four of you that are hanging on, let go. Because God is tired of it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And that doesn't mean he doesn't love you. It's because he loves us so much that he's tired of it. That he wants freedom for all of his baby chicks. Thank you, Lord.
I don't know if I read this last week or if I heard it on a radio sermon, but it has been with me all week. We are meant to grow always. We are meant to continually grow in the Lord, to experience new things with him and better things. To have more responsibility. And if we hold on to those things that are stunting our growth, we are blocking not only what he has for us individually, but what he wants to put in you so that it can flow out to others. When you are stunted in growth, and you won't do what it takes to put it down or to give it to him, rather, then you're going to be out of order. And when you're out of order, think of physically when you're out of order. Don't you feel kind of sick? Your stomach's upset. Maybe you have a pain. When you're out of order, what are you focused on? You're focused on that thing that has you out of order. So if you have something here, and it sounds like from what we've heard, some of you do, that you need to just put down. Just put it down at his feet and walk away from it. Don't reach out and pick it back up. I'll tell you what, God will never hand it back to you. The only way you get it back or keep it is if you pick it up. And granted, the enemy may be just handing it to you. And quite frankly, we're used to just taking something. Salespeople, hawkers, when you walk by their booth, they try to hand you something. And once you take it, they have your attention. And the same thing's true of the enemy. He'll try to hand it back to you. Just don't take it. But when you put it down, you're now ready for a growth spurt. And when you have that growth spurt and you start absorbing and taking in the things he has for you, now you have something to give to someone else. So put it down today. And if you can do it right where you are and you know you've done it, that's great. If you need to come up here and just get into a hidey place up here, into that safe place he has for you, then come up here. Come up here and do it. But either way, put it down so you can grow, because it's by growing that you have more to give.
So this is like when Jesus would go, truly, truly, truly. I mean, this is like, you know, witness after witness after witness that this is important business that God wants to do. And again, there's no condemnation to those who feel like you can't come up. All you have to do is just release it right there where you're at. God is not limited to you having to come up here. But if you want to seal the deal, so to speak, and say kind of a like an agreement with the Lord, coming up here kind of adds an extra reinforcement. I believe it maybe makes it so the enemy can't hold us tight. It's like taking that step of faith. And you know what? We're family here. We're not going to think anything different of you, because this is about him. This is about him growing in you. Like Sandy said, him maturing and you being conformed to his image. And he doesn't want anything stopping that. Whether it's physical, mental, heart issues, physical heart or spiritual heart issues. He wants you well. He wants you whole. He wants you fully restored. And does that mean you might have things in the future? It'll be, yeah, but right now, he wants you to be restored from these things that are in your life. And you should be blessed because he's focused on you today. He's chased after you today. He's not given up. He's not allowed us to, okay, well, it's kind of dying down. Let's go to the next. Nope, he's not allowed that because he loves you so much. And our hearts are with you. As family, we're saying, yes, Lord, touch them. You know what? Because we don't know if we'll have this opportunity again as a body to see you as delivered as he wants you delivered here today. Set free as he wants you here today. So, and I normally don't do this, but I'm going to say, if that is you, would you just boldly raise your hand? Say, that's me, Pastor. I'm one of them. See a few hands there. See another hand. There is healing in his wings here today. When he said Crest, he wasn't talking about toothpaste. And I thought that's what the first thing that came to mind. I did not know what that word meant. He did that on purpose so that I would be so convinced that what he wanted to do here today. I believe that no one's supposed to leave here empty-handed from what he wants to give them. So if you did raise your hand, please come on up. Because healing is in his wings. The Son of Righteousness is rising here today. Doesn't mean he's not going to do it again next week, but today for you here,
Yep, come on up, brother.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And, you know, maybe you've been up here before. That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that you've been up here before. Because today is the day. Today is the day that he has for you here today. The Son of Righteousness is rising over you with healing in his wings. Thank you, Lord. Son of Righteousness is rising with healing in his wings over you right now. Father, I just release your perfect will over these lives right now in Jesus' name. God, as they've responded in faith, in obedience to the word, Lord, we just release your full healing work right now in your loved ones right now in Jesus' mighty name. God, never the same. Lord, as you said, your crest is being released here today. The healing of your wings is being released here today. We thank you, Lord, for the prophetic word, and we just now receive that word by faith in Jesus' mighty name. Receive it for my life right now in Jesus' mighty name. Son of Righteousness, you're rising in my life with healing in your wings right now in Jesus' mighty name. I receive your love for me. I receive your love over my life right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Son of Righteousness. Son of Righteousness. Son of Righteousness, rise with healing in your wings. Son of Righteousness, rise with healing in your wings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Son of Righteousness, rise with healing in your wings. Rise with healing in your wings. Rise with healing in your wings right now, Son of Righteousness. Son of Righteousness. Yes, God. Son of Righteousness. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thyroid, and with nodules and goiter in it,
and it's going down right now. Now. Yeah, I can feel it. It's down. I couldn't hardly swallow this morning. It was so big. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those who are being touched right now, Lord, who don't even know it. Those, Lord, who don't even know, Lord, that they have something, God. They're being touched right now, Lord. There'll be no awareness in their whole being, Lord, because it'll never come to pass. God, you're touching them right now, Lord, supernaturally. We thank you, God, for the cancers that have been lying dormant that are being healed right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the brain tumors, Lord, that have never been seen, God, that are being healed right now in Jesus' name. For back conditions, God, that haven't even manifested, Lord, you're healing them right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You're doing things that we don't even know about right now in Jesus' name. We release, God, that healing power, God, in our lives, Lord, and we receive your love. Right now, Lord Jesus, we receive your love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you were tired of it. I thank you, Lord, that you were tired of seeing mankind being beat up, still killed and destroyed by the devil. And you said, enough is enough. Father, enough is enough. It is time. And 2,000 years ago, you stepped out of glory into our realm. And you became our substitution. And the spotless lamb became the sacrifice of sacrifices. Thank you, Jesus. Son of righteousness. You're rising with healing new wings now. And we receive it by faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to ask the SWAT team to come on up. I don't know what SWAT stands for. Something wonderful and tremendous. I don't know. I like acronyms, yeah. So that's Jesus, something wonderful and tremendous. I don't know. I'm sure you guys have what it means, right? SWAT? What is it? Spiritual warfare and tactics. Ooh, that sounds much more... That sounds much more vicious than something wonderful and tremendous. Now, I was talking with James yesterday, and he said that on Tuesday, this coming week, the 2nd, they're going to be able to start. It's Emerald Care, right? And that's on 209 Atanum in Wapato? Oh, I never knew that. Anyway, they're going to be going on Tuesdays around 7 o'clock, right? Or it's, oh, 4 o'clock. You're going to... That's 4 o'clock. But they're going to go and they're going to preach the word, share the word, but then they're going to pray for the sick. Isn't that awesome? Sounds like something Jesus did. And I'm believing you guys are going to see supernatural miracles that they're going to be evident. They're going to be right away, just as that woman received that change in her blood pressure. Just immediate. God's going to reveal himself, and then He's going to be saying, these are my kids, and they're doing what I asked them to do, and now here are the signs and wonders proving that. Would you stretch forth your hand? We're going to pray for them. Josh, would you come up? Father, we just bless this SWAT team. Lord, these hearts of these men, God, who are saying, Lord, use us. We're available. Lord, I pray that there would be such healing in their hands, that Son of Righteousness, you would rise with healing in your wings through their hands. Lord, that where their feet go, you go. Lord, what they say, God, is what you want them to say, and you will endorse it with signs and wonders. We just bless them now as brothers and sisters in Christ, And we say, Lord, let them be the ones who are saying, enough is enough. I've had enough. And that people are set free and delivered, and that they come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand of blessing and love, Lord, that are going to be exhibited through your servants. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The children are up. They want to come up. That would be like really going overboard. But praise the Lord. Kids are going, can we go down? No, not today. I think it'd be a little much. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Ignacio, for being obedient and sharing. And we're believing that you're going to come in stronger and stronger every week, because the Son of Righteousness is rising with healings in his wings. Leslie, praise God. What a testimony. Hallelujah. I believe there's others here today that have been healed. Again, I don't know what God did for you, but I'm sure you're going to be testifying. Amen. Isn't God good? I know it wasn't a normal Sunday, but what is normal, right? What is, huh? It's all relative to what we've known before. How many would rather have God come in and show up and mess with our schedule, but literally do things that will change our lives forever? Okay. Sounds like we're in agreement. Well, praise the Lord. Next Saturday, Josh didn't say this, but we will be having for probably quite some time our final Saturday night prayer meeting. Now, some of you never come to it, but we're going to be at Barb and Ken Kennedy's, and I want to encourage everyone to come. We might have it again in the fall, but I'm going to be praying about it. It was something the Lord put on my heart. It was definitely for a time, but we're going to be having our final one for sure for the summer, and I want you to join us. We're going to have some refreshments afterwards. We're going to come. Hopefully, there'll be some music. We'll be praising the Lord, and I just believe that God is going to like let us be kind of like capstoning this with a mighty move. So Saturday night, 6 o'clock at Barb and Ken Kennedy's. If you need an address, I'll send it out like I always do. I want to let you know that I love you guys. Be expecting God to continue to work. Be expecting him to continue to manifest healing in your body. And God bless you. Have a great day. What? Joe and Christine. Yes, thank you. Joe will be up here. He really feels called by the Lord to be praying for the sick. I know we prayed for the sick. It's like more. But if you're like hearing this and you know what? I do have something that's been bothering me. Would you just come up and Joe, Christine will pray for you. I'm sure others can pray as well. This is something that we just would like to add in the end of the service so that you guys know that there can be prayer afterwards. Now, God bless you. Love you all.